Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Bob Leonard on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Steve Anderson with the Washington County Conservation Board about the upcoming morel mushroom season.
Well, Steve, it's almost time to hunt morels.
That time is approaching if we can get it to quit freezing at night.
Well, what is it about morels that are so special for people in the Midwest?
Well, I think it's one of those, it's a delicious, of course, fruiting fungi, and it is also just a real pleasure to get you out into the woods in the spring to hunt them. So I think it's kind of rewarding from both standpoints.
And so when can we expect them to start appearing?
Well, everyone has their own little theories as to the best time to hunt morels, but I mean, you hear everything from the oak leaves being the size of squirrel ears to having the lilacs blooming to just a herd of other things. And I'm all of it's kind of based on reaching the critical temperature of the soil within the timber. And so there, you know, the schools of thought are widely varied, but basically the small gray mushrooms could actually show up anytime if we can get, again, the temperature to change just a little bit. And then the season progresses rapidly to, you know, the big yellow ones at the end.
Well, and I sort of remember, from previous years that we need a certain number of nights with soil temperatures that don't go below 50 degrees. Is there something like that gives us an indication?
Yeah. I mean, it basically is a case of the soil temperature on the surface has to reach a critical temperature. And I would say that the soil itself is approaching that 50 degree mark that you're talking about. Not necessarily, it needs to not frost at night, but it can get a little cooler than that. I mean, it's the average daily temperature it's based on. And then you also have to have the right moisture conditions, which is typically almost as critical as the soil temperature.
Now let's say that you're a first time morel hunter. I might not even know what to look for. What should I look for?
Well, if you don't recognize morels at all, I would first look them up and be very careful that you do identify the proper fungi, because if you get the wrong one, it can make you sick. And there are, in Washington County, there are what's called false morels. The difference being the true morels are much more round, and the false morels get a lot weirder shape, I guess would be the way to explain it. So those are something you know I would take the time to make sure you can identify the species. It is one of the most unique mushrooms around, in that it's that spongy looking top is far different than all the rest. Identification would be the very first thing that you would need to learn, and then to learn where to hunt them is, traditionally, the old secret was to look around the dead elm trees, but as time has gone by and the elm trees have become less common, most of us have learned that any dead tree will do. They're actually feeding on the decaying roots, so that's kind of the source of the fungi.
Okay, so just anywhere in the timber where there's dead trees.
Yeah, I'd be looking for, and if you can find the fresher the dead tree, it seems like the better. So what I tend to key on are trees that are dead, but the bark's still on them. And so it's where you find the most of them. And you might just find them anywhere, but I think you can increase your odds that way. And then as you start the season, most of us hunt first on the south-facing slopes, and then as the season progresses, you know, eventually you get to the north-facing slope. So in other words, where it warms up the fastest is where you find them the first, and then towards the end of the season, again, you can be on the north-facing slope.
Now, where's some public land in Washington County where it's okay for us to look?
You can hunt mushrooms on any of the Washington County Conservation Board's public land, which we have that on our website. We have brochures here. And you can also hunt them at Lake Darling, which is the state ground, which is also very popular. Typically, people tend to focus on our timbers, which is, you know, they are kind of associated to trees. So some of our public's favorite places are our Brenton Timber area, our Saucom Ridge area, and the Key Wash. But any of our areas can have them. We see people picking mushrooms, like I say, in all of the properties that we manage.
Do you have a favorite place to hunt mushrooms?
Well, I tend to hunt. I have a couple of secret spots, but I shall not tell you where.
Okay.
I think that's kind of the way of the world is. It's one of them, if you tell everybody where you're hunting mushrooms, then you might as well stay home. So.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Steve Anderson with the Washington County Conservation Board. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Bob Leonard with KCII News.